I don't know.
I'll bet for a couple of months. Could be a lot longer.
You're on business or vacation?
Business.
Oh, yeah. Government business. Government service visa.
What branch in?
Just government service. Government business.
Oh, 007 stuff, huh? All very secret, isn't it?
No, I'm not to talk about you. I can't talk about
it. That's okay, Fred. So long as you're on our side, huh? Well, enjoy your stay.
Thanks. I think I'm going to.
Next. Platform, please. How long are
you? All very secret. Not supposed to talk about it. I can't talk about it. I don't know why I'm here. Why am I here? What am I doing? What am I going to do? Why don't I know? But I do know. And I can't remember because that's what it's all about. I can't remember because I'm not supposed to. But what can't I remember and why? I know because that much they told me, that I've learned all I need to know to do the job. And I'll know what I've learned as I'm triggered to take each step to set up the operation. Why, though? Because I must be clean, clear, unable to tell anyone, whatever, what I'm here for. Who I'm here for. Why? What do I do? Why am I here? Why don't I understand? Who am I? Hang on. Get hold of yourself. For God's sake, get a grip, darling. You're Colin Daniels. You live a suburban life outside the city. You work for... That's it. I work at the Treasury. But not at the moment. I don't know who I work for. I don't know. I don't know why I'm here. Don't panic. Think. Take hold. Do what you have to do. Find your bag. Ah, there they are. Get a trolley. Get the trolley. I must find a trolley.
Hey, what were you doing? What's your right, you damned ignorant, selfish animal?
I'm very sorry, madam. I just didn't know what I was doing. What the hell am I doing? Why did I do that? Steady down. Get the bags on the trolley. Steady. Slowly. Now, over to customs. You've nothing to declare. No. You sure of that? Yes. Yes, that's one thing I am sure of.
Anything to declare?
No.
Okay. Next. Here, give me the bags. You want a taxi?
Yes, please. What do I do about booking a room here? Is there a place on the airport that I can book from?
Well, there ain't no rooms in the airport, mister. There's plenty of hotels here if you want.
No, in the city. I want to get into the city now.
Right. There's a phone reservation service. I'll take you there before you get a cab.
Why do I want to get into the city? Why is this, sir? Why?
Hey, you got your reservation phone. Just pick it up.
Thanks. Hello. I want an hotel room in New York City. I haven't thought about it. Not too expensive, medium. What sort of passport do I have? What's it matter? No, it's not America. You can get me a Visit America rate. Oh, that's cheaper. Right, fine. The Cory Hotel. Hang on. The Cory Hotel, 7:54. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks. That's a taxi.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Have a good day. Have a good day.
The Cory Hotel at 7th Avenue and 54th Street, please.
First time in New York?
No, I know the place very well. Been here a few times.
Now, look, I wasn't asking to see if I could take you the long way around. I was just asking.
I was saying I know the place for that reason. I don't. I'm sorry.
Well, look, that's okay, mister. You're entitled to protect yourself. You here on business or a holiday?
Entitled to protect myself. Here on business. Everybody wants to know. I want to know. What the hell am I doing?
Sorry. Yes, I'm here on business, just to work. You know, anyone who comes here just to vacation has got to be nuts. I mean, we got more crime, more drugs, more dite than anywhere. And it's still a great city. Listen, you know, I've lived here all my life. I've driven a cab most of the time, and I love it. Hey, what do you do? You know, I can usually tell when people get in the cab. Let me see now. Don't tell me. You're in the entertainment business, right? You're a film director. Yeah, a film director. For television? No. Hey, listen, you can't be right all the time. What do you do?
What do I do? What am I? Who am I? Why am I here? Why am I here? I'm an economist, a civil servant. I've had a good, steady career. Good degree. Did well in the civil service examination. Made steady progress in the treasury. Married well. Have kids. Have home. Have prospects. And I don't know why I'm here. It's part of my job to be here. That much they let me know. I'll meet colleagues here. They'll guide me to what I'm here for. But why? Why me? What?
Hey, you gone to sleep?
Huh? Oh, no. I'm a civil servant. Very civil, usually. I'm not sure at the moment.
Well, here you are, Mac. With the tolls, that comes to $15. Oh, thanks. Hey, have a good evening and have a nice day.
Have a good evening. Have a good day. Have a good stay. What sort of stay?
Thanks. Same to you. Evening.
Checking in, sir? Bike, sir?
Yes, yeah, thank you.
Where do I check in?
Just around the corner to your left, sir. Thank you, sir.
Good evening. You have a room for me. I reserve from Kennedy.
And your name, please?
Daniel.
Oh, just 1 minute, sir. I'll check that for you.
Can you make sure it's a room with a shower, please?
I'll check that also. How long will you be staying?
I'm not quite sure yet.
Bellboy, 1123.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day and have a nice day.
Government economist. I juggle figures all day. I advise politicians about unemployment, industrial investment, housing, finance, trade. Help them conduct the art of the possible. So why am I involved in the impossible? The impossible? What's impossible? There's something crawling about in the back of my head and I can't get it out front. I don't know why I'm here. Somewhere in my mind. But something keeps it hidden. Impossible? Why impossible? What am I going to do that I can't face? I don't even know what to do next. Yes, I do. Nothing. All I know is that I'll know what to do, who to contact, when I have to. When I have to. When I have to. They said, and it will. Who are they? Oh, well, relax and enjoy it. Thinking isn't going to make anything any clearer. What's the time? Oh, 9:30. Must have needed a sleep. All that nervous exhaustion, worrying about why I'm here. Beautiful day. Exciting city. New people to meet. Work to be done. Enjoy it, Daniels. Just not going to get up from behind that desk except to go home. New York. Ah, there's a turn up to the book. Straight old Colin Daniels, 8:30, train to town. This walk to the office, work and home again is in New York. Four walls, the endless position papers vanish from out in the world. It's wonderful, really. I'll even have something to talk about to Claire other than what the kids have been up to and the cost of everything. What'll I do? All the touristy things. Empire State Building, Staten Island Ferry, Fifth Avenue, Central Park, the Bronx Zoo. Yes. Whatever they want before, they'll leave time for that.
Ah, that number. 7, 5, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
United Nations?
The United Nations? Why the UN? I'm no diplomat. Why am I contacting someone at the UN?
United Nations, good morning.
Good morning. Have you an extension 9112, please? Another number just neatly slipping into consciousness. Oh, well, I'll just have to get used to it. Accept it.
Yes, sir. One moment and I'll connect you.
Well, so far it all works. Seems to make the sort of sense that's obviously intended. Let's see if there's someone on the end of that line who knows what this is all about.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning. This is Colin Daniels. I think you may be expecting my call.
Daniels. Oh, yes. Good morning. Delighted to hear from you. Yes, I was expecting you. It's a pleasure to have a Treasury man over here with us for a while.
I'm glad to hear you're delighted to have me. I'm not quite sure what for, though. Perhaps you can explain what I'm here for.
All in good time, Daniels. All in good time. In the meantime, we must meet for lunch and start to get you organized here. Where are you staying?
The Cory Hotel.
Yes, a good hotel by reputation. Have you been comfortable there?
Thank you. Very comfortable. But I'd really like to get some idea of what's expected of me while I'm here.
Worry not. We'll get around to that soon enough. Now, since we want to make absolutely certain that you thoroughly enjoy your stay here, there are a couple of things. None of our people stay in the city, so I have a car coming round to pick you up and take you out to Westchester. That's where we all tend to live. He'll have a list of available furnished apartments for you, and you can whip around and sort one out. Won't take long, I'm sure.
But
then the other thing is that we've arranged for you to join us, my wife and I, for the weekend for a little shooting. We've a hunting lodge, you know.
That's very kind of you, but I mean, it's a bit of an imposition, isn't it? We haven't met yet. I haven't come exactly prepared for a shooting trip.
You really mustn't worry about things like that over here, you know. We're very informal. But meet me for lunch at 1 o'clock, will you? We can talk about it more then. 1 o'clock at the Algonquin on 44th, all right?
All right, yes. The Algonquin on 44th, yes, fine.
Good. The car should be there for you in 10 minutes, and that'll just give you enough time to get the whole thing settled. Bye for now.
Bye. The whole thing settled? Not quite. Weekends at hunting lodges, shooting trips, and I don't even know the fellow's name. I don't want to go hunting. I don't want to move out of the city. I don't want to be swept off my feet. But I do want to move to Westchester. I know I want to. I must do it. It's important. Another trigger? Yes. Well, we said it earlier, Colin, didn't we? Relax and enjoy it. Right. Well, the conditioned man may as well get on with it. Once you accept it, it's rather pleasant doing things you don't understand, things you wouldn't normally do. What's it matter? There's got to be a reason, an explanation, and I'll know when I know. Meanwhile, relax and enjoy it. Supposed to know the man when he gets here. No name, no description.
Paging Mr. Daniels, Mr. Colin Daniels, the information desk.
No sooner asked than answered. Stupid. I should have thought of that.
Daniels? Oh, good. Colin, good to meet you.
You don't mind the Colin a bit, do you? It's the way over here, you know. I'm Arthur.
How do you do?
You found it all right then. Oh, charming place, don't you think? You got everything done?
Yes.
Oh, good. Good, I knew you would.
Yes, but I think you might tell me what this trip's all about. I mean, I know there's work to be done. I'm not exactly often sent off on a joyride. The ridiculous thing is I know that. But I don't know why I'm here.
My dear man, you really mustn't think about it. Later you can make your way to my office and you can get a better idea then. Now for lunch. And after that, you must get moved and get a little shopping done.
Shopping? But I'm really quite well equipped, thank you. I won't get around to buying gifts yet a while.
A rifle, oh boy. I'm going to send you off to buy a rifle.
But I don't want a rifle. Surely if I get around to doing any hunting myself, I can use one of yours.
Not really, Colin. It won't do. You need a rifle of your own. You need your own rifle.
But I don't. But I do need a rifle. I'll have to get a rifle this afternoon. Perhaps you can advise me as to where I might best look for one.
Well, certainly. No problem at all.
I need a rifle. Another trigger. I know I must buy a rifle. And I don't know why or what for. Is this weekend part of the job?
Yes, it is. I thought you would have realized that.
People to meet informally, I suppose?
Well, you might say that. More a matter of logic, really.
Logic? Well, that's something I could do with right now. Not much chance of it for me. He seems happy enough with it, though. So, we'll eat. I'll buy my gun and come to your office later in the afternoon.
That's it. Bring the gun with you. You can keep it in the building. It'll be safer there. You'll be able to buy it in Westchester. The driver will show you where, and then when you get back to the UN, just ask for room 2038, and they'll send you up. Oh, good, Colin. You found what you needed then?
Yes, no trouble at all once I had the purchase document. Got an excellent Winchester 30-30. And the strange thing was that I knew I needed a telescopic sight. I do need a telescopic sight, don't I?
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do.
Did you have any trouble getting that in here?
No. I told them it was a gun at the desk, and they just laughed. Security is the same everywhere, isn't it? You tell them the incriminating truth, and they can't take you seriously.
Well, I wouldn't have called it an incriminating truth, really, would you?
What are we hunting?
What? Oh, deer. Yes, we hunt deer. Good sport. But you were wanting to learn what you are here for. Well, obviously, to advise the delegate and his staff on economic matters. You'll have an office in my suite here. Here it is. And we'll organize a secretary for you as soon as possible.
Obviously, to advise on economic matters. Yes, it's obvious. But it isn't what I'm here for. All right, it's acceptable. I can accept it because it's logical and comfortable. That's what I am, after all, an economic advisor. But I know there's something else I have to do, and I've started doing it. All the compulsions are being triggered one by one. But why? What for? Oh, forget it. Settle into the office. Enjoy your stay. Maybe it'll go away. It won't. But you might as well stop worrying about it and start enjoying yourself.
Now that you're here and there's nothing you can usefully do until next week, I thought I'd show you around the place. By the way, I'd bring the rifle with you. We can't leave that sort of thing lying around offices, can we? I'll show you a safe place to stow it. Did you get plenty of ammunition?
Yes, thanks. More than I could conceivably use.
As I dare say.
I beg your pardon?
Nothing. Nothing at all. You'll find this a fascinating place to work. Colorful, full of the weirdest people passing themselves off as something they're not.
Like me? I'm not what I seem. I'm a civil servant, yes. But am I doing a civil service or a secret service job now? I just don't know. Am I that dry as dust economist? Or was that immigration officer right? 007.
You mean they lack diplomatic talent?
You might say that, yes.
You might say it about me, too. I'm not exactly your suave representative.
You don't have to be, though, do you?
I don't know what I have to be. And I'm not much the wiser now that I'm installed in an office and a secretary is being organized for me. That's not what I'm here for, and you know it.
But that's the whole point, old boy. I don't know it. I don't know, and you can't tell me. And I'm pretty certain that's best for all of us.
I'm not too sure I find that very reassuring.
Well, if I were you, I'd just enjoy yourself while you can. The workload might get pretty heavy in the very near future. This is the General Assembly building we're at now. Come along here. We'll be able to look down on it. This is the radio and television gallery running around the top of the General Assembly auditorium. Come in here. It's a disused radio booth. I've got a key to it, so it'll be a good, safe place to leave your rifle. Look, you can get a very good sight of the podium from here, and you can hear the action on this loudspeaker. Empty. Silent, isn't it? And that'll all change tomorrow, though. Packed to the rafters, it'll be to hear our own turncoat Prime Minister condemning us for continuing to be what we've always been. The jackals will be out in strength, baying for blood. You knew the big day was tomorrow, didn't you?
Yes, I know. Funny. I hadn't thought about it, though.
No, I don't suppose you would have.
Why wouldn't I have thought about it? Why would I have thought about it? What's it got to do with me? And yet it seems important. Why won't it come out? I want to know.
My mind drifts around the reason I'm here, but it won't get to it. I can't get to it.
By the way, here's a lapel pass for you to get in here tomorrow. You can come down and see the fun and pick up the rifle at the same time. In the morning. We'll leave for the country after lunch.
Thanks. Thanks very much. New York. Great. Exciting. Interesting place to be. Even if I don't know why. Nothing likely to happen until next week, and I seem to have plenty to interest me until then. Looks like I'm going to be here quite a while. Must let Claire know what's happening. That's a joke. Now I've got used to it. I think I like the idea of that shooting weekend. Yeah, I like it very much. Hunting deer. I haven't had a chance at a deer in 20 years. When was the last time? Good Lord. It was when old Roe had me up to his place after I'd researched that speech on industrial subsidies for him. Reward the young and keep them enthusiastic. That was the idea. What industry minister there? That's a coincidence, isn't it? Here we are off shooting deer, and dear old Roe, renegade Roe now, is belching forth moral fire and brimstone here tomorrow. Very inconvenient. That's going to be for our present master, isn't it? I'll make sure I'm there for the speech. Thanks to the ubiquitous Arthur, I'll have a ringside seat. Strange, isn't it? The way things string together. Spend 24 hours worrying about what I'm here for since I arrived and then forget it all. Bemused by coincidences of hunting, shooting, deer, roe. That's what it all is. A weakness of mind. Mind drift that'll veer back on track once I'm clear of all the disorientation. Jet lag. That's it. Jet lag. And a new, exciting place. Rubbish. Coincidences. The self-excusing drivel. You know that there's more to your being here. You know that you're pre-triggered to take all kinds of actions you wouldn't normally take. You know you've got a job to do. And you know that somewhere in your mind are all the instructions you'll need to do it. It doesn't matter what it is, so relax. Relax. Enjoy yourself while you can. While I can? Why limit it? Only because you're free now and you won't be once you get out of work. Is that all? Oh, yes, it must be. What else could it be? Just enjoy the few days before it falls into place. Empire State, picture postcards for the kids, Staten Island Ferry, Bronx Zoo, the lot.
Pleasant evening.
Indeed. I watched the stuff and is out doing the full tourist thing. Empire State Building, Staten Island Ferry, Bronx Zoo, ice cream and hot dogs, American steak.
Oh, good. So, you're well prepared for your second day.
Yes. I'm looking forward to it.
Well prepared for your second day.
That's it. That's what I've been waiting for. Now I know why I'm here. Now, wait a minute. I don't know. But it doesn't matter. I know that I'll know now.
Let's see, it's 10 after 10. You'll just be in time for Roe's speech and the big row if you get over there now. He's due up on his feet at 10:15. After it's over, make your way back here and we'll have lunch and leave.
Right, I'll be on my way. See you soon. No, I won't. He knows I won't. I know I won't. Why? What's going to happen? Oh, it doesn't matter. I'll know soon. All that preparation that I can't quite remember. Very clear. But it's going to be now. Well prepared for your second day. That's the trigger. Must go to the radio booth and hear Rose's speech. Then I'll find out. Got the key? Yes. And the pass? Yes. I'll need that. Down this passage. That's right. Ah, the guard. Fine, no problem. Wave through. All so easy. But why shouldn't it be? Why should I expect trouble? Fine, here we are. That's it. Big crowd. Place is really full. That'll please the old boy. There always was a crowd, please, sir. No, that's not fair. He usually has something to say. He may be a bit of an old fool, but he's a blazingly honest one. Not many of his sort left today.
man of principle. You might not agree with him, but at least you know he believes in what he's saying. All right. Get it there. Let's get it out of there. Now, let's see. That's a lot of packing around the thing. Damn, I haven't got a knife. Never mind. Carry on. Where the devil are the sheriffs? What do I mean? It doesn't matter. Where's that law? God, what am I doing? Why the rifle? What do I want with a rifle? Must load it. Now. That's it. Ready. Ready for what? Oh, for God's sake, what's happening?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my privilege as your chairman to call upon Daniel Rowe to address the General Assembly of the United Nations.
Rowe. Shoot Rowe. Kill Rowe. Now I know.
Help me! Stop me! Somebody stop me!
Check the sight. Easy. That's it.
Why can't anybody hear me? Stop me! For pity's sake, somebody stop me!
One shot to break the glass just as he gets to the podium. That won't give him a chance to do anything about it. And then a shot for Rowe before he's a chance to open his mouth.
I know why I'm here. Why doesn't anybody else know? Break him! Stop me!
Good. Here he comes. About 10 seconds now. They'll be there all nicely set and waiting. So that's what it was all about. So simple. Kill Rowe before he can pour out his filth against her. No attack on you. No attack on your own ear.
Now I know why they couldn't let me know what I was to do.
Now. Nicely lined up. This will blow the glass out of the room.
For God's sake, somebody stop me. I don't want to shoot him.
Nice and steady. He's standing there like a rock. Couldn't be better. Straight between the eyes. What a perfect sight.
Help me.
Couldn't miss if I wanted.
Help me.
God. I've done it.
They've done it. Sadie.
Take it. Rowe shot.
They won't get away with it.
One more thing to do.
No! You mustn't do it!
That's the way it's planned.
They'll get away with it!
That's what we have to do.
Not me! I don't have to do it!
We, Colin. We know.
At the United Nations in New York this morning, Daniel Rowe, the distinguished elder statesman, was shot to death as he rose to address the General Assembly. Mr. Rowe was invited by acclamation to speak to the Assembly because of his bitter opposition to his own country's present policies. His assassin, who shot himself immediately after the event, has been identified as a civil servant who was a countryman of Rowe's. From information available so far, it has become clear that the assassin, a Treasury economist, Colin Daniels, had arranged to be posted to the UN in order to prevent Rowe from making the expected attack. It is assumed that Daniels, who had been associated with Rowe many years ago, had become mentally deranged and had determined to kill Rowe. There seems no doubt that in the perpetration of the tragedy, Daniels acted alone. That's the news. Have a nice day. Just heard Mind Drift, a special guest program written by and starring Peter Lee. Others in the cast were Bob Caliban, Herb Hartig, Jenna Whitten, and Hank Garrett. Tonight's program was directed and engineered by Tom Courtney Clack and produced by Clack Sound Studios in New York. The executive producer of Nightfall is Bill Howell. And now, here is a final word from your host.
Hello again. Next week on Nightfall, we return to the nether world of the carnival, where fortunes are made and told, and your luck can change at any moment.
There is only one Adolfo. Ladies and gentlemen, step inside.